Here we go. Welcome, and today is Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And to everyone, as usual, wherever you are listening, whatever platform you're on, whether you're listening live or you're listening on the replay, welcome. Thank you. Brina, you are number one today. Okay, Frankie, number two. Welcome, welcome. Hope you guys are having a great day. I'm having a good day. Petty Deb. Hey girl, welcome back. Okay, I'm gonna get started. And today, y'all, it's gonna be a deep show today. So if you wanna stay, you can stay. If not, you guys, I can't tell you what to do, come, go, whatever, but it is going to be a deep show today. And this topic, I'm going there today. Today, July 25th, would have been Emmett Till's 82nd birthday. And, you know, when you look back at everything that has happened since his murder and before his murder, things haven't changed. They have not changed. In my opinion, things are getting worse, but that's just my opinion. President Biden has signed off on a monument, not sure where it's going to be, for Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till. And I know that there's going to be a lot of pushback on the whole, well, why build a monument for him, but you're taking other ones down. But you have to realize, well, first of all, let me make a comment. I am not for taking monuments down. I'm for keeping whatever monument was up, keep it. Let those people stand on their pedestals or whatever monuments they are. Let them stay. But when you talk about them, tell the truth. Tell the whole truth. Not just parts of it that makes that person look good, but tell the whole truth. And that's why I think the monuments should stay there, because when you take the monuments down, you're doing what certain places are doing or trying to do. You're erasing history. The monuments that were taken down were for people who, they were bad people. I don't care if they went in and they were generals of wars and they won and they did this, that. They were bad people. Hey, bro, welcome. And Minnesota, welcome. They were bad people. Juju, hey, welcome, friend. You know, but with Mamie Till and Emmett Till, they weren't bad people. This was a 14-year-old boy who went to his cousins in Mississippi. Hey, TQ, welcome, son. And he allegedly whistled at a white woman. Now, again, he would be, if he had lived, he would have been 82 years old today. But instead, his life was cut short at 14. So, you know, 14 to 82, that's a lot of years that you miss. A lot of years. And when you look back at what he did, was it really so bad if he in fact whistled at a white woman? Like, who cares that you beat him, gouge his eyes out? Shoot him in the head a couple times, and then weigh his body down with an industrial fan as you toss it into the river. And I give a lot of credit to Mamie Till, because if it weren't for her, wanting the world to see what they did to her boy, to her baby, we never would have known. And you have a lot of strong women, even to today, who are pushing for their child's story to be told. You look at Ahmaud Arbery, if it weren't for his mother, the three men who shot him just for running in a white neighborhood, we never have seen justice. And I don't want to make this just about Emmett Till or about Black people or anything like that, because you have people who, you know, violence against LGBTQ people. You know, and every time I think about violence about, you know, towards gay people, I think about Matthew Shepard. Now, you know, I remember when Matthew Shepard was murdered. A 21-year-old boy, whether he was or was not coming on to some men, I don't know. But was it really worth dragging this young man, you know, to beat him and torture him and left to die with head injuries tied to a post in Laramie, Wyoming, just left there for 18 hours just because he was gay or just because he came on to you? So what? So my title, Some Things You'll Get, and others, face it, there are some things we'll never understand. Because there are things that I just don't understand. There are things when it comes to hate against people I don't understand. So this is why, you know, when Emmett Till's funeral and Mamie Till was pretty much making people who came to view the body and they couldn't, when they got up to the casket, she said, you have to. You have to. You know, going to Jet and asking them to the magazine that would, you know, some of the only, you know, magazine at the time that would readily publish those photos. Her displaying her son like that was a wake-up call, not just to America, but to the world. And I remember my parents telling me about Emmett Till growing up. Like Emmett Till, I'm from Chicago, and Chicago is one of the most racist cities in America, even today. And I may live in California, where people think, oh, y'all just laid back, whatever, y'all got a bunch of, you know, whatevers. But I live in a racist state also. Very, very much so. But it seems like every state in this country is full of hate towards people they don't understand. They don't want to understand. So let me ask, what's the difference between a gay person coming on to you and you not liking it, and you coming on to a woman who doesn't want your attention? Is that okay? Is it okay for a woman to come on to you, but you may shun her if she's not attractive, whatever, but you won't kill her? You won't drag her somewhere and beat her and kill her? I don't know. Maybe some people would. See, those are things that I don't understand because this country is full of so much hypocrisy. So much hypocrisy. You cannot carry a Bible in one hand while you're carrying a sword in another. You're either going to have a sword in both hands or you're going to have a Bible in both hands. You know, but as I said, they're just TQ, I have seen the movie. I have when I was younger, my parents took my sister and I to visit his grave before it was vandalized. And yes, it did. You know, a lot of people think that Rosa Parks and the bus, you know, Emmett Till. I just don't understand why we have to live the way that we do. And yes, bro, a black man did found Chicago. And bro, you say it's not the same. It's natural for the opposite sex to approach each other. You're right, but I disagree when if someone of the same sex approaches you, do you have to kill them? And there are, you know, many LGBTQ people who have been murdered because of their sex. I mean, I may disagree with your lifestyle. There are a lot of things that I disagree with. There are a lot of lifestyles that, you know, that's not me. But I'm not going to kill you. I'm not going to torture you just because. Lou says murder is legal in this country from the womb. I don't believe any murder is justified. Well, unfortunately, Lou, we live in a country where murder is justified. When you get a pass, murder is justified. We live in a very hypocritical society. So like I said, some things you'll get, others you don't, you won't understand. And there are people who just won't ever get it. I don't know if it's because of the way they're wired or what. But disliking someone to the point of hatred where you want to harm them because of the color of their skin or their sexual orientation or because who they vote for or who they don't vote for should not take you to want to kill someone. Now, there are people, you know, who vote a certain way. I just shake my head, whatever, because I don't get it. But I'm not going to kill you. You know, and I'm glad that President Biden, even though there'll be a lot of pushback, is signing off on this monument. And I'm glad that the monument is going to include Mamie Till. Guys, I am just so over so many things. You know, having two great uncles that were lynched, their crime, they didn't speak to white men the correct way. Seriously? Seriously? Emmett Till's going to die because he supposedly whistled at a white woman. Well, think of all the horrible things that were happening to black women at that time and still are. Any of those people dragged out of their homes, beaten, thrown into a river? Any of their churches bombed? Any of their homes bombed? Any of their neighborhoods burned to the ground? I don't think so. So when you have people who want to erase history, change what's learned in school, shame on you. Just because you don't want to face up what this country is. America is a hypocritical country. It was built on hate against a lot of different nationalities. Now, some of you can disagree with me. That's fine. I'm about to open up the thing if you guys want to call in. But I just want to make this very clear. I'm not going to debate anyone because I don't debate. I discuss. I have opinions. Whatever. We can each agree, and we can disagree. But I just mainly just wanted to just point out just the so many atrocities that have happened here in this country. But yet we go over to other countries and we say, oh my God, how could they do that? In Russia, how could you do that? In North Korea, oh my God, how could they do that? In Iraq and Iran, oh my God, look at what they're doing. Oh my God. But here in America, we're doing the same damn thing. And we've been doing it since this country was founded. We've been doing it. And you know what, Lou? So did every other president sign off on too many wars and murder. You tell me what president did not sign off on wars and murders. And see, this is what I'm talking about. See, because when I talk about things, I talk about the whole. Hey, crazy lady, welcome. I talk about the whole. I'm talking about everyone. Biden didn't start wars either. But there was a war here at home that a certain person started. And I don't want to get into this, and y'all know how I am. I don't want to get into this whole, you know, I'm not getting into the whole Trump Biden thing. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Because both of them suck. Both of them have done harm to this country. So however you want to look at it, that's fine. But if you're going to talk about one, talk about the other. Because they're all freaking nuts. They're all crazy. They're all crooked. And as Bro says, revisionist history has covered up the true historicity of America. Yes, yes, yes. And TQ says they're all puppets no matter what party. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm not going to be that person who says, and people who know me, because I've gotten into some conversations with some of my friends, and they know me, that I'll talk about Biden just as much as I'll talk about Trump. But people who want to just go and constantly poke, you're not being honest. You're not being honest. Why did the Iran and Iraq war last for 20 damn years? Became a generational war. Your father went to war. You grew up. You went to war. Be honest. Be honest. TQ, I totally get it. I totally get it. Yes, it is profitable, but be honest of when you're pointing fingers, be honest. Because there's a war here at home that began, in my opinion, when a certain person came down an elevator in 2015. And it's a war that just, I'm not even going to say it was started. It was a war that allowed the soldiers to come out of hiding. But I don't know. It's all one party. The Republicans come out as Democratic Party in 1824. I mean, they all are. And I'm not turning this into, I'm not doing it, y'all. I'm not turning this into the Republican Democrat thing. I'm not. Because they're all nuts. Hey, GP, welcome. They are all nuts. Every last one of them are nuts. Every last one of them have problem. So you vote for your person, that person has some problems. Some of them more serious than others. I vote for my person, that person has problems. Some more serious than others. And one party leaves, the other party comes in, and it starts over. The cycle starts over. That person is in control. And the cycle starts over. All right. Energy Divine, welcome. Is she here? No, she's not here. Bro, you here?
Solid Blue.
I can hear you now.
You know, I got to play my black people tax. That happens to me every time I'm on your show. Every time. I don't know if they're after you or me, Solid Blue, but one of us is only one.
Oh. So, you wanted to add?
Yes. Just, I wanted to go back to something that you had said a little bit earlier. You said, is there a difference between a man and a woman approaching a man, right? And that should have been the context of it, but you added the caveat, like if the woman don't want the attention or the man don't want the attention from the woman. But even if that caveat is taken, right, it's still different because it's natural for the opposite sexes to attract was unnatural, but not worthy of death. Make no mistake, I'm not saying that it's worthy of death, but it is kind of super duper unnatural for a man to go after a man or a woman to approach a woman in that fashion, if you get what I'm saying.
No, I understand what you're saying, and that's not, and that's not where I'm going. My whole point was, whether or not a man is going after a man, a woman is going after a woman, my point is you don't have to kill them.
No,
so
you don't.
I'm not talking about the attraction and naturalness and it's natural for me. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about it's not, you know, it. You do not have to kill someone because someone of the same sex comes at you. And I said the thing about if a man approaches a woman, you know, or a woman approaches a man and you don't want to talk to them. I said that for a reason because I was saying it to show, but I was not going where you were going. I was just going for it to show you don't have to kill the person. If you don't, if a man approaches me and, uh-huh. and I don't want to talk to him or whatever, you know, I'm not going to follow him or whatever and then shoot him. So that was my point. I'm not getting into the whole thing about man and attraction and stuff. That's not what I was saying.
But that wasn't where I was going either. But what I was going to show was the anger that it could provoke from most people wouldn't be the same as if, like, a lady approaching a man that the man don't like wouldn't provoke the same anger in that man that another man would get from him coming at him like that.
No, it is a different type of anger, but do you have to still, does that anger have to take you so far down the rabbit hole that you have to kill?
You never have to be super duper extreme, but people need to create lanes in their lives and they need to practice staying in certain lanes, you know, because you don't know what's on the other individual's mind. You don't know how they go. Even women don't know when they approach a man, or men don't know what's going through a woman's mind when he approach her. She could be off her rocker, you know, but the thing about it is when you approach people, I think to some degree, they got to be open and available. Solid Blue, do you know I will not speak to a woman unless I shoot rocks at her and she shoot rocks back?
I understand that, but to take it, you know, on a different route, because again, I don't want to get into this female male thing. You know, my whole thing is just about having enough anger to people. You never have to kill anyone. I mean, even
you,
if yeah, I
you never have you, to be goofy. That's goofy to just kill somebody.
You don't because even if
you deal with them harshly. They get the message.
But again, if I cut you off in traffic, and you're right, you don't know what is on somebody's mind. Somebody could have had a bad day at work. I cut them off. They have a gun in their car. Next thing I know, they're chasing me down the freeway. Pop, pop. I'm dead. You know, it's like, we have gotten to a point in this country where violence is the first go-to for a lot of things. And we're talking about over stupid stuff. And I think that disliking someone because of the color of their skin or their sexual preference, I think it's stupid. But that's just me.
Disliking somebody over the color of their skin is cool. Because you just don't like a person because they're black.
But you don't have to kill them. That's my point.
You never have to be goofy.
That's my point.
Goofy. Yes. Solid Blue, check this out. Say, for instance, nobody on the west side, like anybody on the east side, that don't mean that they got to go from the west side to the east side or from the east side to the west side to kill each other. Just stay in your lane and mind your business. See, we never have to be goofy. That's the killing part is a whole nother element. It don't just come with the territory. It's a lot of people that don't like people that don't kill people. That's another element.
And I understand that. So again, that is why my whole point of this was not just acknowledging that Emmett Till would have been 82 years old today, but the fact that all of the years that he missed living, I mean, I don't know, God may have said that he was going to die in a car accident when he was 21. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But had he lived, he would have been 82. And to die and be murdered over something as silly as allegedly whistling, not just at a white woman, but at a woman, period. It's not worth death.
You
know, so that's what I'm saying, you know, because I'm just saying that there are some things that you'll get and others you don't. And those are some things that I just don't get. Yes, you can hate people for the color of their skin all you want to. I know people, there are people who cannot stand me because of the color of mine. But you gonna kill me?
So seriously? I promise you, I'm with you. I'm right there with, listen, don't you know, Sally Blue, the fact that they said he whistled was just a part of a game. Sally Blue, they had it out for them boys anyway. Did you know that? Because they were in an area where they felt as though they didn't belong. You got to remember, they were walking. And if they were walking and she's with dudes and a 14-year-old boy not to know, he know not to whistle at a woman with some grown men, he can't handle himself or his cousins against them.
But once again, it was allegedly, and from uh-huh. the account of his cousins who were there, and some are still alive. One was speaking today.
Uh-huh.
That never happened. That never happened. That whistle never happened. But regardless, even if he whistled with a bunch of grown men there, you gonna kill me? You gonna gouge out my eyes? You gonna shoot me in the head? Talk about overkill.
That was what they intended to do.
I understand that, bro. I am just saying. Whether they intended to do or not, just again, I'm just saying that the hatred in this country is overwhelming sometimes, at least for me. For me, the hatred in this country is so overwhelming sometimes that I cannot breathe, literally.
Well, Sally Blue, you got to remember this country was built on hate.
Yes, and that is what I said. I said this country was built on hate. And I had said something a couple of shows back or whatever, or I know about my father's people are from Alabama, and my husband's people are from Mississippi. Been to Mississippi a couple times. I don't like it. It's not a place that I ever want to be caught by myself ever. And Alabama's not that better, you know, but I always wondered why my father never would go back to a family reunion. Never would. He would go to the reunions if they were in Chicago or if they were somewhere else or whatever, but Alabama, he wouldn't do it. And it wasn't until my father died that I found out why. And then I understood things about my grandfather, and I understood, you know, why my great uncles, her brothers, my grandmother's brothers said, you know, what they probably or reacted the way that they did and why they were lynched. And it's a part where it's like the story, everything makes sense to me. And I'm not going to share it, but it's something that is so horrifying. So completely horrifying to me that when I look back at my grandmother and I understand why she did certain things, why my grandfather did certain things, why my father and my uncle were a certain way with my grandmother, it hurts me to the core. So when I have people like, you know, what's going on in Florida, wanting to erase stuff and come up with all kinds of bullshit that is going to spread like a virus across this country, it makes me sick.
But Sally Blue, you know why Florida could do that so well and so easily? Because they have black people in Florida who are in lockstep with exactly what's going on. It's the senator down there, not a senator. She's in the Senate. She's a Republican. And her name is Kimberly something. I forget her last name. Do you know what she said? She said, thank God for slavery. Because down in Florida, they are saying that the slaves garnered skills through slavery that's still helping them to this very day. And for the life of me, I do not know what those skills are or how we're connected to those skills, because the type of skill set that they had during slavery, they don't even have the vocational facilities to even teach those skills any longer, especially not in the schools.
Okay, I'm reading what Lou said. He says, not DeSantis already fixed it. What did he fix?
Yeah, what? See,
what did he fix?
Those are conservative talking points, Sally Blue.
I'm just trying to find out what did DeSantis fix, because he's already signed off on so many things, and the Florida school books have been rewritten to tell lies, whatever. What did he fix? You know, so tell me, you know, what he fixed. But again, I'm not, you know, this is what I am saying. This is what I am saying. If people want to support and defend what people in their party do, what their neighbor does, what their parents do, what their sisters and brothers do, and it's wrong, go ahead, support it. You can support all you want to, but just know, I say shame on you, because a lot of it is supporting lies.
But you know what, Sally Bloom? These same type of individuals have almost a 2,000-year record of doing this very thing. Do you remember in Alexandria, in Egypt, the library, they went in and sacked the library and hid and burnt all of the books that they could find in order to dumb down the people. They have always, these strategies are not new. They've been doing this, and they're going to continue to do it.
And we know this. And TQ says, hate and capitalism. Let's see, the last state to sign off on slavery in 2013. Yes. You know, I mean, you know, it's, okay, you say, Lou, you're saying that you're looking for it. I'm not sure what you're looking for or what you're talking about. Hey, Shelby, welcome. You know, I am just saying that again. I just don't understand how you can hate someone so much because of the color of their skin, their sexual orientation, who you choose to vote for, who you choose to marry, who you choose to sleep with, who you choose to, I mean, it's like you hate them so much that you want to torture and kill them. That part, that's what I'm talking about. Because I know this country was founded on hate. I know this country was founded on hate. I mean, racism is so built into the DNA of this country that it's never going to go away. And teaching history, whereas to my point right now, history should be an elective everywhere, kindergarten through 12th grade, it should be an elective. If you want your child to sit in history class, fine. If not, fine, because I don't think it's fair to have a certain group of people learning history that's not true, and then they have to take a test on it. So if I pull my kid out of class that particular day or whatever, my child's going to get an F because they didn't take a test on something that you're teaching incorrectly. History at this point in the United States needs to be an elective. Because if you're not going to teach it all, if you're not going to tell the truth just because you want to sweep it under the rug and make it go away like it never happened, it's wrong. Because this country, the history of this country is so, we're so intertwined with each other. And unfortunately, a lot of it is not good. A lot of it isn't good. But teaching lies is not the way to do it. Go ahead.
Solid Blue, all that has ever been taught.
Wait. Okay, hold on. Mandating African American history curriculum, but he's taken out a lot of the parts that, you know, that should be in there. You know, he's totally changed. When you, Lou, if you're going to mandate African American history, yes, he did, but he also signed off on what the school board did in taking certain things out. How are you going to take out the fact you don't want to mention that Rosa Parks is black? So when you talk about her, you know, not giving up her seat, well then, Lou, why did she not give up her seat? Because she was a black woman. If you're not going to talk about Malcolm X and all this other stuff, that's bullshit. That he mandated it, but what did he mandate?
Solid Blue, let me say this.
And I have the full curriculum. I have the full thing. I got it the other day, and I've read through it, and it's sickening.
Do you know why it's so easy for Governor DeSantis to do what he's doing? It's because nobody really knows history anymore. Even the scholars are debating some of the most trivial and infinitesimal subjects that could ever be debated. It's like nobody's playing with fire anymore.
Do you know why? Because you had that No Child Left Behind crap, where all schools were focusing on was arithmetic and language in order for kids to pass the test.
So they can get funding.
So all the history and music and PE and all that stuff went out the window with that No Child Left Behind. But you know what? That backfired because Americans are some of the most uneducated people in the world.
Do you know, if you look at the World Registry for Intellect, America used to be way at the top. Now they're way at the bottom. Do you know we're under Canada? We are under Canada intellectually. And I'm not saying that Canada is a bad place or anything, but Canada at one time couldn't even stand next to the United States. You couldn't even position them together as close as they are. But the thing about it is the Rockefeller said back in like 1918, they said they weren't trying to encourage poets and scientists and writers and doctors. They said they were trying to get together workers. So, you know, they bought and purchased the Board of Education. And when they gave it back, they had damaged it. Now we don't even want it. Like, it's not even worth having. Think about this, Solid Blue. Test scores for children were better between 1898 and 1920 than they are today.
I'm telling you, it's that no child left behind crap. You know, and then Brina says, I think these kids need more exposure to music and art. Creativity brings people together. Brina, I agree with you. Unfortunately, you have schools that don't do that anymore. Lou says, I'm reading from the bottom up, y'all. So, yeah, Christians don't worship ungodly things, but the church is failing miserably like scripture said it would. I'm not going to comment on that one. Brennan says, damn, I never thought about history being an elective. I could get behind that. It's true that depending on where you are in the U.S. will determine what kind of history you learn. Governor Ron DeSantis signed HB 551 requiring inclusion of African American history in school curriculum, undercutting previous criticism of his stance on the subject. The man is all over the place, you know, whatever. Should have just left well enough alone, just left it alone, instead of wanting to say that African American history, you know, it's just that he was basically said that it was worthless. You know, I mean, I'm trying to get the exact word that he said that, starts with an I. What the word is there. You know, he just said that, you know, that why do you need it? Why do you need it? Because when you talk about African American history, you talk about other people too, and all the bad things that they did. You know, I mean, seriously. And when you talk about African Americans, let's talk about all of the inventions that they did. You know, I don't understand. I don't understand. You know, but hey, who am I?
Yo, you see what GP45 said? He said, why do we need PE, physical education? Everyone's still fat. That's funny. That's funny.
You know, GP, exercise is good for the mind. And I'm sorry, when I was growing up and we had PE, or at back then we called it gym class, whatever. But, you know, we changed out of our street clothes, put on our gym clothes, whatever. In fact, I still have mine, you know, whatever. And, you know, we ran around, you know, in high school, we played volleyball. We had to pass the, remember the president's physical fitness test? We did that. We had to do that. We had to climb ropes. You know, we were active. Now, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So yeah, I do believe that the Kennedy physical fitness. Okay. And Brina says, my son played basketball. Even at 13, he tells me his mind is clear when he's on the court. He says he's in his zone. I mean, when you exercise, it sends those endorphins or whatever you call it, you know, into your brain, whatever, you know, that stuff, you know, helps. I mean, I know when I come back every morning from walking my dog, and we're walking like 2 or 3, 4 miles, depending upon what day it is. And I come back, it's like, you know, my head is clear. I mean, I've just exercised, you know? I don't know. So y'all can disagree with me and things that I've said today. That's fine. Won't be the first time, but you know, there's a time when all the things that are going on, all these things that are going on, are going to people are going to have to pay a price for the choices that they made. For the laws that they've signed off on, for the places, you know, that they burned down, to the people that they killed, murdered. And I want to go back to something else too. When Rodney King was beaten, Reginald Denny was a who minded his own business, trying to make a left-hand turn in the middle of the chaos, pulled from his truck. He was beaten by, I do believe it was four black guys. One of them hit him in the head with a brick. And even though he recovered, he did not fully recover, and he still has brain injuries or things to his head to this day. I think that was wrong.
Well, you know, he just recently
I think, yes, yes, I do. I think that it was disgusting what they did. You know, it was just, I mean, that whole time, it was just, you know, you walk out of your house that morning and you're thinking that your day is just going to probably go the same way that all always does. One person ends up in the hospital. The other four end up in jail. I think that's a waste. You know, I think that's wrong. I think that for me, the best way to get back at people is on a financial level. You hit them in the pocket financially, because people don't like you messing with their money. People don't like you messing with their money. But again, there's some things that you'll get, others you won't. I don't understand why you have the eight of the, you know, people always want to talk about crime in this country and all these blue, you know, cities are, you know, have the most crime. Well, they have the most people. But yet you look at the eight of the poorest states in this country consistently are all red states. They all vote against their interests. And the people who they're voting for are millionaires, and these people are poor. I don't understand it. I don't get that. Bro, go on.
I think what it is, Sally Bloom, is that no matter how poor certain Europeans become, they have chosen a side. And no matter what that side is up to or about, they are going to defend it. Think about this. Do you know that affirmative action has served the LGBTQ and white women way better than they've served black people? Why would you want something to go away to be eradicated that benefited you also just because it's in lockstep with a certain type of racist brand that you want to affix yourself to? That's crazy. Solid Blue, check this out. During Women's Lib, when women were still fighting for their rights, right? What affirmative action did for them was it guaranteed that women and minority women as well were able to get into places that earlier outed them, it ousted them. So why would you want affirmative action to go? Just because you look the part of a racist. That don't make you a racist. That just make you racist minded. Because racism is hatred plus power. To take a people and disadvantage them. If you don't have no money, no schools, no homes, no, you cannot disadvantage people. So your racism don't work.
I get what you're saying, bro. I get what you're saying, but again, when I look at things, I look at the whole. I look at everything, and I'm going to call out everybody. I'm not going to pick and choose just because it fits a narrative. I'm going to call out everyone. And people who know me, people who have had these conversations with me, people who we've sat together in a bar or sat across the kitchen table or sat in the living room, whatever, or on the phone. We've had these conversations. We've gone back and forth. We've disagreed. We've whatever. But we get deep into the weeds. And one thing that I am happy to say that the people, at least in my circle, they don't bullshit. They don't pick and choose. They see everything for what it is. We may disagree, but they're all nuts. Every last one of them are nuts. And the history of this country is being glossed over.
Solid Blue, let me say this.
To satisfy other people's not wanting to feel uncomfortable.
Exact. That's what they say the argument for CRT is about. Critical race theory.
So while you're so busy, one group feeling uncomfortable, what about the other group, you know, being shysted by not having their history told? So that's why I say history needs to be an elective, and parents need to teach their children the real history, because I'll be damned if I think it's fair for a child to go into school and have to learn something and they have to take a test on it. And hit their grade, you know, depends on whether or not this is true or not. That's bullshit to me. And that's why I said history in this country needs to be an elective. I don't care if you're learning about slavery, if you're learning about World War II, World War I, the Revolutionary War, whether you're learning about, you know, whatever, you know, tell the truth. And when you're telling the story about Columbus, tell the truth. Columbus didn't even discover America. He didn't even land in America.
Never made it.
By his own diary, in his own hand.
So when you're
talking about all this stuff, tell the truth. Because history is so flawed in this country. You know, when you look at Custer's last stand, you know. And one thing that I like is a good Western. I grew up on them. My dad and I would watch them all the time. To this day, I still watch reruns of Rawhide and all the other stuff. I like Westerns. But what pisses me off is when the Indians come. Oh my God, the Indians come. You got to circle the wagons, and somehow the white man always ends up winning. And first of all, that was bullshit, because they didn't win all the time against the Native American indigenous people. Not all. But you look at what Hollywood has done, whatever, who always comes out on top? A certain group of people. So if you're going to tell history and talk about it, tell the truth. Tell the truth. Let's talk about Little Bighorn and what Custer did. He led his people into an ambush because he was so high and mighty, wanting to show that we're going to kill all these Redskins. We're going to get them all. But he wasn't counting on all the other Native Americans getting together with all the other nations, and they combined and surrounded their asses. Guess what? Pow, pow, pow. All of a sudden, there he's murdering Redskins, and oh my God! So was the army murdering people when they were killing people? Were they murderers then?
Well, it's a double standard.
Tell the truth. Of course it is. This country has always had a double standard. So again, people may not like what I say, but I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to sit up there and tell the truth. I remember being in my history class in my junior year, and Columbus came up. And I'm raising my hand. Well, that's not true. That's not true. I got sent to the dean's office. My mother had to come up to school. They wanted me to apologize. But apologize for what? Because I disagreed with the teacher? Did I ever apologize? No. Did I get put out of class? No.
You know, Sally Bloom, there's a difference between education and schooling. And the only way you can tell the difference, you need an etymological library, a dictionary. And when you look up the word schooling in the etymological dictionary, do you know what the definition is? A strict, harsh enforcement of subjects. Do you know what that means? That means that they teach dogma and propaganda and you must follow it. The etymological definition of education is the exploring of information as well as teaching individuals how to think. In schooling, they don't teach you how to think, they teach you what to think. So when we send our kids to school, they don't do anything but dogmatize them and propagandize them all day long and fill them up with rhetoric and BS and nonsense, and that passes as history and everything else.
No, and I understand, and we have someone over you're on Facebook? No, you're on YouTube. He says, or she, if history should be an elective, then so should any subject. Yeah, at this point, yeah, you should be able to choose what subject you take, because either way, the school systems are so screwed up that Lord knows if you take math, you may not learn it because the teacher may not know it. No, you're right. And then he also says, or she, history is a set of lies agreed upon. And this by Napoleon Bonaparte.
Bonaparte said, yes.
Most dangerous states in the U.S. as of 2023. Yes, I did know that. Alaska, New Mexico, Tennessee, Arkansas, Arizona, Louisiana, and Missouri.
They're all red states.
It's red states, but you're also leaving one out, Mississippi.
So, yep, they're all red states. The most
states. So I don't want to hear about the blue states, have the most crime. Well, again, you look at where the population is, but you want to talk about danger? I'm telling you, there are places that I'm just not going. There are places that I'm just not going. GB says, I'll still go to casinos. So guys, I said out at the very beginning of the show, I said that I was going to get deep. I had to go there today because today is Emmett Till's birthday. Growing up in Chicago, he was his story was a big thing. But the Chicago that I grew up in and the Chicago that it is now is different. But again, I just say that in terms of understanding things, I just don't understand why people hate so much to the point where you have to kill them. And this country is full of people who have died because of hatred.
Can I say one thing really quick?
Go ahead.
I think what people have overlooked for the longest is secret societies have banded together historically under the witchcraft that was put together in those things through the rituals and everything else. And they have done so much with that witchcraft that they open up demonic portals and everything else. They cross other dimensions. Do you know that it is an evil in this land so deep you can feel it at night when you go outside? You feel like you in danger when danger ain't even near sometimes. Sometimes just going outside look eerie. We have allowed things to enter this universe, Solid Blue, that is just damning. And if you could see some of what's lingering around here that's passing for demonic spirits, you'll be scared to look out the window. Bro, and I don't think we take none of that into consideration.
Bro, I said that you know, that just the feeling of walking around sometimes, I mean, it is depressing. It is depressing. On YouTube, we have my 11th grade U.S. history teacher told the class Huey P. Long was socialist. They get basic things so wrong. You know, I just can't. I'm just over just so many things. I truly am. But at the same time, I can't be over them because I am an activist, you know, and I fight and, you know, push for certain things, you know, not to happen or to happen. You know, I'm involved in so many different things. But this country just needs an overhaul. This world needs an overhaul. And that's why I say again that whether or not I live to 100 or not, how y'all know I want to live to 100, 100 plus a day, I would like to enjoy my birthday. If I don't, it's like, God, just blow everything up. Blow everything up and start over. And put humans at the bottom of the food chain. Because we have screwed things up so much. Not this particular president, not this particular party, not this, you know, it's everyone. We've all screwed it up.
Solid Blue is all about money. Do you know that if you went to Washington, D.C. in the morning, all the way from the morning to the time that the doors close, you cannot walk through the halls because the lobbyists have those hallways ultra congested because all they're doing all day is putting briefcase after briefcase on everybody's desk and everybody's willing and dealing. You go in with a salary of $180,000 and come out with $20 million in 2 to 4, 8 years. It's ridiculous.
But, I mean, it is, bro. And that's why I don't believe one minute that when you have two parties who they get in front of a microphone on the news and they say, oh, yeah, this person's doing this. Oh, yeah, well, that party shouldn't be doing this. Believe me, when the cameras go off and they are behind closed doors, they're patting each other on the back. They are deciding, you know, are we going to go together for golf? Are
eating together?
Right. $1,000 plate. Are our wives, you know, going here, there, whatever? I think it's ridiculous that we're still complaining about and fighting for health care in this country. But every last person who is sitting on Capitol Hill, they have some of the best health care in the country and in the world. Meanwhile, the people who are voting for them,
and working hard.
You know, and working hard, you know, either don't have health care, can't afford it, you know, whatever. You know, so, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me that we're talking about reparations, you know, and yet you're sending millions of dollars to a country for a war. But not just this particular person, but they all have done it. They all have done it. How much money have we given Israel? I mean, they've all done it. So I don't want to hear that, you know, this president is doing this or this person. They all have done it. You know, to Iraq and you're going to tell me that the gold that they found in Iran during at Saddam Hussein's castle or whatever, wherever he was living, his palace, you gonna tell me that some of that did not make it back here to the United States and is sitting in somebody's safe or whatever? Oh, come on. Meanwhile, those soldiers went over there where they should not have been in the first place, getting killed. Meanwhile, the Iranian people are getting killed. You know, I mean, I don't care what country we're in. The bottom line is the people who are sitting in those offices, whether you're in this country, that country, whether you're in Russia, whether you're in the Ukraine, whether you're in the United States, whether you're in China, wherever, the people are there, the little people, us, we're the ones who are getting bombed and killed.
You know,
we are the ones dying.
The irony.
So
of
I don't. So this pointing the fingers thing that certain, you know, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, that's bullshit to me. I'm sorry, but it just is.
The irony of it, Solid Blue, is no matter how unhard the people at the top of the pyramid start pushing, it's always the people at the base or the bottom that's pushing the hardest. Do you know that poor people that might have to eat hot dogs and pork and beans for dinner tonight, they are arguing for DeSantis as if giving them a monthly paycheck? It's criminal how they were able to put their mind inside the poorest people and let them fight. They don't even have to fight hard. When they send kids off to war, they don't send their kids, they send our kids, and we gladly give our kids' lives to their wars that's not worth anything to us,
and that's
because
why
we never benefit.
And that's why I say that we should stop going to war, because it is our kids that go. I'm not saying this to diss anyone who's been in the service or whatever. I'm not doing that at all. But it's like, why are we fighting another person's war? You know, especially when you come back home and they didn't like you before you left. They don't like you when you came back, whether or not you're wearing the uniform or not. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But anyway, I am wrapping it up. Bro, do you have any last words I do my outro?
Yes, ma'am. Solid Blue, you know I always do. We gonna have to box them bigger than big pink boxing gloves. Listen, Solid Blue, do you know that when they sent the black soldiers overseas during World War II, when they came home, they couldn't even go to a restaurant kitchen and get a good meal and walk through the front door? How did winning a war, saving a whole population of a certain country, which was Germany, and to come home and be treated like a common criminal? And in the Navy, Solid Blue, and I'm wrapping it up, in the Navy, on the ships, on the mess hall, the German soldiers who were captured were able to eat with the American soldiers, and the black soldiers who were the allies of America, they had to eat in the back. They had to eat. So that means that the German soldiers had more stock in America than they did, and they fought for America. Solid Blue, I never understand that.
Bro, every time I try to wrap stuff up, you say something where I got to go there. You're absolutely right. You have the Tuskegee Airmen who were escorts for white bombers. And you have the Tuskegee Airmen who, the entire time that they were flying, also known as the Red Tails, never lost a bomb, never lost an escort. Their bombers were always safely, the escorts over above enemy lines, where the bombers were able to drop their bombs and they were escorted back home safely. Now, Tuskegee Airmen got shot down, but they never lost a bomber compared to the ridiculous percentage of white escorts who lost many bombers. When the Tuskegee Airmen, they didn't even want them to fly But Eleanor Roosevelt had to step in. And they were a very one big reason why we succeeded overseas. When Black soldiers joined the Civil War, one reason why the North won and the Union won was because of Black soldiers. You know, so they come home thinking that they're going to get something and they got nothing. The GL, in order for you to, you know, buy a home, whatever, that wasn't for us. It was for them. This country will never, ever be able to recognize the wrong they've done until they recognize the wrong done. So again, I say you can pick and choose all you want, but history tells the tale. And that's why I say everybody, no matter what family you're in, you need to pass down your history. You need to talk about your ancestors. You need to talk about things. Because if you don't, what's going on right now is it makes it easier for people to erase. But I'm glad that we have a lot of people out there who are telling history, who are talking about it. You know, and yes, over on YouTube, yes, the Buffalo Soldiers and the Cold Talkers as well. If it weren't for the Buffalo Soldiers, who also, you know, made a huge impact on the war, it would have been a different story. The Cold Talkers in World War II, who were indigenous Native American people, if it weren't for them, how many white soldiers would have been able to make it home safely because the Cold Talkers? The Tuskegee Airmen, when they were training, Training pilots were passing, as opposed to the 53% of white pilots. Washington couldn't have that at all. So they made it harder for Black pilots to pass. Isn't that shameful? You're supposed to be fighting a war. You're all supposed to be, like bro said, we're all supposed to be on the same side. It always comes down to the color of somebody's skin. You know, this whole thing, not wanting to let gay people serve. If you're willing to serve your country, what difference does it make what their sexual orientation is? Because if you're going to have my back, I could care less who you're sleeping with. If you're going to have my back, you can sleep with whoever the hell you want to. There's always people who just can't deal with it. All right, y'all. I'm going to end this show. As always, thank you guys for coming. There will be no show tomorrow. No show tomorrow. I'm sorry. I won't be able to do a show tomorrow. Thank you, Shelby. But I will be back on Thursday. And I guess the topic is is going to be what? The many variations of it, as we were talking about on open bar last Friday. And also, I'm also making Thursday, since a lot of people, you know, interact with each other on in the chat and in the platform, whatever, to make it a question and answer where we can ask each other questions, whatever. You don't necessarily have to answer, you know, whatever. But Thank you, Juju. I appreciate that. But yeah, so no show tomorrow, but I will be back on Thursday. So I'm going to end with G.C. Cameron, back from 1976, I do believe. It's so hard to say goodbye. Here we go. And that's it, everyone. I will see you back here Thursday. And until then, enjoy your day or evening wherever you are. And I'll see you on Thursday. Bye.